Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Russ Nagelson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Hand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Hand. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klimchuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk takes first base on ball four. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klimchuk moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nagelson. Blair reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards right. Pinson catches it and throws to second to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Nettles steals second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to third. Two outs. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Nagelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ulander for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hand. Blair moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 1 in the game. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clem Chalk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phoebus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks takes first base on ball four. Blair moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 2 in the game. Phoebus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. Johnson scores. Hendricks moves to third. It's 8-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0 Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagelson strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nagelson out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verlander. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Robinson is out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phoebus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hendricks moves to third. It's 12-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hendricks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phoebus moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Phoebus moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Verlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 0-for-3 in the game. Verlander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Orioles. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nagelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.